following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Saturday, December 26th, 2020, through Sunday, January 3rd, 2021. December 26th, 2020. I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, search your hearts to discover any small attitude or sin that stands between your soul and me. Any attachment to the world, any unforgiveness or grudge against another. These are all things that lessen our closeness and unity in the Spirit. The enemy of salvation tries to come between me and each soul so as to weaken the heart of the world. In this way, he changes events to suit his own purposes instead of my goals towards the welfare of all people and all nations. This is how the recent election was confounded to suit an evil end. Continue to pray that what seems inevitable takes a sudden change of course. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 27th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I do not support untruth. I never have. However, the errors perpetuated by lies have affected the past and the future. Whole nations have been affected by Satan's lies. Up to this point in time, this nation has not allowed evil to infiltrate the government to such a degree. Now, friend has become foe. The honest have become victims at the hands of the untrustworthy. The solution is unity in prayer, as I have been telling you. The honest must band together in opposition to the plans of evil. Your ancestors who founded this country were united under me. Their vision of a free nation under my commandments was clear. Renew this spirit in your hearts. Support your sitting president in his efforts to remain your fairly elected president. I am giving him my support as well. A note is given to read Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of men, who by their wickedness suppress the truth. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. December 28th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I speak to you from my paternal heart as Father of all nations. I tell you solemnly, nefarious agents are at work trying to destroy many nations which have until now stood independent from evil leadership. The United States was the prize that Satan was most eager to bring down and to control. You can see his handiwork in the fraudulent election which just took place. If he succeeds in destroying free elections this time, you will be hard-pressed to ever have a fair election again. I urge those in place to frustrate Satan's efforts to do so. The people did not vote in the one poised to take over as leader of the free world. I encourage whatever action that can be taken to act in the name of freedom. You will never have this chance again. Be courageous in the name of democracy. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 2 through 4. Tend the flock of God that is your charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not as domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 29th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. I am your Heavenly Father, creator of every present moment. I have not given this country a place of leadership in the world only to have it destroyed by outside agitators who seek to control the world. Have hope in your hearts that I will help this nation if those in charge listen to me. I am capable of all good. I am all good, all mercy, all love. I invite those in charge, the leadership in this great nation, to turn to me in prayer. I will help them realize who the enemy is. Many are in their midst. I will help them substantiate the action they must take to legally overcome the dishonest power play of the enemy. Many people and nations count on the strength of this nation. This makes decisions concerning the current upheaval in leadership even more critical on a worldwide scale. Do not allow this opportunity to slip by. Make the effort to discount the credibility of the New World Order. This is a second revolution in your nation's war for freedom. A note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. December 31st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, as the new year begins tomorrow, today I invite each soul to take inventory of where he stands before me. What does the soul see as an effort to come closer to me in the year 2021? Has he made an effort to come closer to me by strict adherence to my commandments? Does he hold himself accountable to his effort to build his house of personal holiness in his present moment decisions? Make an effort to identify what carries him farther away from me and leads him down the path of perdition. I will bless his efforts to discover his strengths and weaknesses and to use each coming moment in the new year in an effort to know me and to love me." A note is given to read Psalm 2, 10 through 12. Now, therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, with trembling rejoice, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 1st, 2021. The Solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Holy Mother of God, and the Octave of Christmas. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Each and every person that walks the face of the earth is my child, and I am their mother. Like any mother, I long to tend to the needs of my children. I desire that they turn to me with trust through prayer in their every need. I take all of their needs to the heart of my beloved Son, who listens intently to my prayers. He follows closely the will of the Father. Therefore, you are never alone in your needs, not in any given present moment. Pray for your trust in this throughout the new year. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary. January 2nd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, be encouraged as the new year unfolds before you. Think of all the present moments that lie ahead, which you can return to me as a gift well lived in holy love. These present moments are the tools I use to shape the future of the world. These days, as politics must be discerned in the church and in the world, souls need to come closer to me in discerning good from evil. Satan uses many disguises. His most effective disguise is when he comes clothed in goodness. He promotes his will for souls by presenting his plan as good for the soul and or the world in general. An example of this is abortion. So I tell you, keep your conscience clear by sifting your thoughts, words, and deeds through holy love. When you contemplate an action, thought, word, or deed, use the standard of holy love as your calculator of decision." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 5, 13 through 15. "For you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love be servants of one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 3rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today I invite you to see your spirituality to be as a light which shines through the fog of the worldly confusion. This is the way to ward off anxiety about worldly affairs. My hand is always upon the pulse of the world. I am allowing only that which can mitigate my justice and that which draws the world back to submission to my commandments. If you are praying to me as a loving, benevolent God, then you are doing all you can to correct the conscience of the world. Remember, all things in the world are passing. The fair and just person has many rewards awaiting him. The soul who lives only for himself is the one who needs to fear. Let your faith be a beacon of light to all who know you, or whose lives you have or will touch in some way. There is no difficulty or consequence in the world that you and I cannot handle together. A note is given to read Psalm 9, 9-10. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.